temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they may have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have President, flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those in the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at tonight's meeting. So item one is apologies and chairperson's remarks. I'd just like to take the opportunity just to welcome everyone and look forward to chairing for the year. I'd also just like to condemn the attack last week on Stephen Ogilvie and his family, and our thoughts with them, and also just all of the subsequent violence that took place across Belfast, but across our own district. I just think it's very important as sort of public representatives that we take the opportunity to condemn this violence where we get the opportunity to. I'll move on from there. And I think there's one apology for tonight.
Yes, Chair, there's an apology from Council.
Right, thank you. Any other apologies from the floor? Yes, Councillor Howe. Noted. Okay. Item two is declarations of interest. Is there any declarations of interest? Nope. Okay, moving on. Item three then is the action sheet arising from the Active and Healthy Communities Committee held on the 18th of May 2026. Is there any comments or questions? And can I get a proposer and seconder, please? Yep. Councillor Kate Murphy and seconder, please. Yes. Councillor Ola Keane. Thank you. Okay, item four is to agree start times for Active and Healthy Communities meetings for 26-27. Can I have a proposer and seconder for that, please? Yes, Councillor Jackson proposed. And second. Councillor Campbell. Okay, we'll move on to item five then, which is Park Golf, and I'm going to hand over to Kevin Whitson, who's going to give us a presentation for yourself.
Through the Chair, thank you very much for inviting me along tonight to do a small presentation on an idea. I think first of all, maybe just to let you know who I am. My name is Kevin Whitson. I was the head professional and director of golf at Royal County Down for the past 33 years, having retired just over a year ago. I really thought at that point, having been so good to me over the years, given me so many opportunities to meet wonderful people and play, that I would really like to try and embark on a few projects that might be able to give something back to the game. So Park Golf was an idea that I came across. It's a Japanese idea, where they really have no land to speak of, no spare land to speak of. So they were looking for brownfield sites in small areas where they could create a community-based, very inexpensive facility to allow people to get out and mix and to get some fresh air, to get some exercise, and the benefit of really learning the rudiments of the game in a very simplified fashion. In terms of the overview, Newcastle is lucky to have one of the finest golf courses in the world. However, the sport has a high barrier to entry for our community and local tourists. An opportunity exists to build a highly accessible and modern facility which strengthens local connection and access to the sport. The vision and objectives, really, to drive participation, to make golf easily accessible to all in the hometown of the number one golf course in the world. It is really quite unique that we have Royal County Down such a, along with all the other great golf courses we have in the area, Royal County Down sitting as a beacon amongst all the tens of thousands of golf courses in the world. If you think it comes out often at one and never lower than five or six in the entire world, I think it's something that if you drove through Newcastle, you may not be aware there was a golf course there at all. It's not traditionally a golfing town, but the barrier to people taking the game up are quite obvious, that it's a private members club, and secondly, it's just the sheer cost. I mean, it's the at one time you could play the Annesley Links, the second course at Royal County Down, not so many years ago, for maybe £15 or £20, but now the entry price there is about £120 for a round of golf, and to play the championship course is closer to £500 to play a round of golf. So really, that's a barrier to young people taking up the game, being introduced to the game. So it really was to give that opportunity on one hand, the community cohesion, provide a kind of welcoming facility which promotes health, skill development, and connects the communities. And I can talk a bit more about that as we go on. The reinvigoration of the council land. There was obviously a pitch and putt in Newcastle, and many, many golfers that I know in the area all began their golfing lives on the pitch and putt in Newcastle, and unfortunately it ceased to be a number of years ago. However, on the bonus side of that is we have still the rudiments of the layout of the golf course, so it would be a case of reinstating that to a great degree, but bringing back a facility which is not just pitch and putt, it's something which is much more basic and much more community based. The legacy of Newcastle Tennis Club is next door, so it's already a little bit of a sporting hub as it is. Boosting tourism, maybe that's a bit ambitious for a small project like this, but at the end of the day, people walking through the town looking for something to do of an evening, it's a family-based thing. It's played with one club and one ball. One club does everything. So families could wander out, they could rent a club and a ball and be able to play and have a pleasant evening out. Access for all. Working with schools, retirement homes, other local groups, providing volunteer opportunities. That was the sort of vision we had for it. The demand, off-course golf, which you see indoor and simulator-type golf, is the fastest growing. The golfing bodies across the world are looking to really try and find small, interesting facilities that could just start the grassroots of the game. Lack of low-cost golf in the area. The area isn't short of great golf courses, but short of easy access facilities. Shorter format, again, is time. A round of golf nowadays takes 4.5 to 5 hours. Not everybody's got that amount of time to spend. And a facility like this, you possibly finish it in half an hour. You know, it could be a half an hour to an hour's entertainment. So sport is growing, but it needs to grow. It needs the feeder formats. And golf can be a difficult sport to start due to traditions and rules, so many decide not to bother. And that's really a shame. And that's coming from me, who's associated with, you know, a very private members club, who adapt most of the traditional old rules of the game. But the way I see the game as a PGA professional is I see the game needs to be whatever anybody wants it to be. So therefore, traditional rules in terms of dress, attire, behaviour, all these rules that happen on an established golf course don't necessarily need to happen at every golf facility. It should be accessible to everybody to remove that intimidation. So what is Park Golf? I was very, very lucky to bump into Iona Stevens. I don't know if any of you ever have come across Iona. She would be one of the girls on Sky Television. She does an awful lot of work. She's a very keen golfer, an ex Scottish international who I met in Spain. And whilst we were talking, the subject of Park Golf came up. She had been across to Japan. She had taken part in a program to try Park Golf there and to find out the essence of was it working within the communities, and it certainly was. And she was very, very enthusiastic, so much so that she was the one that really brought the idea back home. So what is it? Invented in Japan, due to the chronic shortage of land. Nine holes, mostly, sometimes six, never more than nine, and they're rarely longer than 100 yards. One club for all shots. You can see a picture of the club up there. It's a bit like an old-fashioned golf club. It's like but it's actually a very high composite design with a very long lifespan. And those clubs can be logoed up and identified as to the centre that they're at. The ball itself, the ball is bigger, it's lighter, and therefore doesn't cause nearly as much damage when it's in contact with property or people. So it's a much, much safer form of sport. And the club itself doesn't have an awful lot of lofts, which means the ball doesn't get really much higher than this table. I guess it would be about as high as the ball would go when you're playing the shots. So there's a lot less chance of interfering with other people in the area as opposed to hitting full goal shots. Compact courses, often found in relatively small strips of land, incorporate these artificial surfaces in the tees to minimise maintenance required, which is really what we'd like to do, is to put in artificial tees and to really lean on the expertise of the very strong and expert green staff at Royal County Down to come in and really help us design the greens and make them, you know, something to be proud of, and that they would then hopefully help maintain. Eco-friendly and sustainable. Courses are designed to benefit local area and wildlife, to coexist, you know, and better the area versus taking anything away. And the whole idea behind that is really these spaces are so precious for everybody, and it's not really probably for any one sport or any one body to move in on a space nowadays and say, well, this is what it's going to be. I think so many different facets can take place on a wonderful piece of ground in the middle of Newcastle, like the park. You know, we're seeing lots of tree planting there. You know, there's lots of diversity with wild planting, with all sorts of things that can go on. So in terms of golf now, golf has become very much that way. It's become very environmentally conscious. The whole area, this whole area is a SSSI site. It's a, you know, it's very, so we're very conscious of what we can and can't do. And the accessibility for all ages due to the simplicity of the game, which is great. And it's that little demonstration of the three people. It's just exactly that. There's three sizes of golf club. It's very simplistic, but you can see the whole family could be out and they could wander out and they could have a go at park golf. We also have the opportunity to expand the facility in lots of different ways that could be useful. I mean, it's in terms of bringing, you know, the kids down to from schools, doing schools programs, using the PGA pros at Royal County Down, the young pros to come over and give a few lessons and do lots of starter pack. The idea behind that is really to try and give as many kids in primary school the opportunity to learn the basic fundamentals of the game of golf. No clubs can guarantee them a pathway through to membership, but if they learn basic movements, the fundamental skills of the game, then they're equipped with those for the rest of their life. And wherever they go in the world, they'll be able to pick up the game and get going. Anybody here who plays golf and took it up when they were much older will realise the benefit of taking it up much younger. That's going on with the community engagement. One of the people that really helped us out is on the back page there, which is Park Golf Scotland, which I went across to spend some time with them just to find out just exactly what the facility could be used for. And at Dunnakier Community Golf, they've got the guy Mark Christie, who's been super. And really, what they do is they've opened up this whole community idea that they, you know, residential homes for people for a day out to come down to Park Golf to be able to, a couple of park benches to be able to play a couple of holes, and then sitting above a cup of tea in the most beautiful setting, looking at the Mourne Mountains with a river there. People who are struggling with their mental health. Those sort of opportunities are what they're doing, and what I thought would be something that the community here would also appreciate is a facility. It's not primarily golf. It's more just a facility to allow people in the community to be able to use it for any number of reasons. So schools, youth groups, senior groups, I mean, they've got a very diverse number of people using it. And it seems to go down very well and seems to have been consistently building over the last 3 or 4 years that they've been doing that. We mentioned the biodiversity, the wetland areas, dog walking access. You know, at the end of the day, dogs and golf courses have gone together since time began. That area has been used a lot by dog walkers and still probably is, and therefore I don't think they would appreciate if suddenly they weren't allowed to walk their dogs there. So I think everybody can live together in this type of facility. And the wilding areas, which there's some evidence of on the site, where there's been some tree planting going on and some copses built, and clearly that is something, again, there's a lot of room there. But you think the space there is and what we're trying to do, you know, there's enough room to do these other things. The operational team would require a part-time facility manager, which would be council-operated. I think a steering group would be really useful to drive the project on and keep making sure it's being used. Royal County Down and Green staff assistance, which they've already passed and agreed to do, and they're very keen to do. They're very keen to give something back to the area, to the town. You know, coaching from the BGA team at Royal County Down, I mentioned already. So, you know, I think there's these partners are in support. We've had Golf Ireland up. I invited Golf Ireland up just to have a look at the site early on, just to see, and they were so excited. They have gone away, and they are now rolling out Park Golf, hopefully as a national entity in terms of golf around the country. But they're very keen that we will be if we are the first to get it done, they're very keen to use us as a sort of a showcase, because our Park Golf facility, if we're successful, will sit in the most incredible setting that you could ever imagine. So it would be something they'd be very keen to. And who knows going forward? We can't promise these things going forward, but there's a real willingness for them. They have a fair-sized legacy fund, and I think there's talk between governments north and south. Golf in Ireland is an all-Ireland sport. With sustainable grants going forward to help support these sort of projects going forward. So, you know, I would like to think that the facility would only get better. It wouldn't go into some sort of form of disrepair. It would be kept up and do well. So Park Golf Scotland, as I've already mentioned, Royal County Down. So they're good partners to have. I think they're people who are committed. They're people who really want to see the project work. I personally do, and I certainly wouldn't put my name to it if I didn't think it was something that could be delivered. So I thank you for the time, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's just fantastic to see Golf Image in our own council area. Lots of the points you were saying about making it accessible, and I think also in the setting that is Newcastle, it's fantastic. I think also if anyone was watching Roy McIlroy win the double Masters career Grand Slam, it's really brought golf into the forefront here in Northern Ireland, so it's very exciting. So I'll pass over to Councillor Lee Searcher for any questions. Turn your mic off. Yeah, there we go.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you so much, Kevin, for the presentation. Very informative. I'm just wondering, in conjunction with the council officers, then, is there plans to develop this, that each DEA potentially have one of these spaces? For example, in Crossgar, there's a golf club there. Could that be something that could be adapted and implemented there, or in conjunction with our Glass Golf Club, for example? You know, because, you know, I know that, you know, Royal County Down Golf Club is world famous, but a lot of Americans would say that our Glass Golf Club is the place to be. So I was just wondering, across Scar, we're also looking for things that we could implement there, for example, because I represent Rowallan. Just wondering, can this plan be adapted there, for example?
Through the chair, from a council perspective, we're very fortunate to working alongside Kevin and Royal County Down in this particular project. It certainly lends itself to Newcastle, and as Kevin very well puts, the settling that is Newcastle. So we'd be very keen to put this forward and to get approval this evening, and develop this project over the next year and really use it as a pilot project to see how. But happy to look at other projects with regard to sports and leisure across the DA, but I think we've got a huge opportunity here in Newcastle, working in partnership with the agencies that are listed there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Councillor Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. It was just a thank Kevin and thank the council officers for bringing the report forward. I remember back in 2015, whenever Newcastle hosted the Irish Open, that a photographer from the Outlook wanted a picture of myself and Councillor Bailey standing with the golf clubs, and I am glad to say that picture has never seen the light of day since, because my golf swing is just not great. So it's good to see that this is park golf, and that's probably more up my street, more up my speed. Just to check, I see in the report that the council are entering into a lease agreement with Royal County Down for the upkeep and the maintenance costs. Just to check if there's any additional costs throughout the year the council can envisage as ongoing.
Yes. Through the chair. So essentially, working alongside Royal County Down, the greenkeepers certainly, and maybe let Kevin answer this part of it, just with regards to the finer detail that's required to upkeep the likes of the greens and tee boxes. Very much looking at the support of Royal County Down and their greenkeepers, because that's the type of skill set that lends itself to that particular part. So it would be a license agreement essentially to allow those works to happen, but it would still be a council facility and it would still be council responsible for the overall maintenance of the site. But maybe just hand it to Kevin.
Just 2 seconds. 2 seconds, wait till your turn's red. It's just so everyone can hear.
Sorry, just to say, we have very large green staff of 30 at Royal County Down, and basically good greenkeepers and young greenkeepers are very, very difficult to find these days. And, you know, we're having some success. We've got interns this year. We've got four or five interns, I think, from all over the world. We've got one from Augusta. We've got one from Chicago Golf Club. We've got a couple from England. We've got a young lady come across as a greenkeeper from Cheshire. And that is something we like to develop over the years, is this sort of cross-section of having people come to Royal County Down and experience what we do, take that back to their clubs. But also we get the benefit of learning what they do in their clubs. And on the greenkeeping front, I mean, if we are helping to do this, and we are you know, cutting the finer surfaces, the fairways, the greens and the tees, and presenting that part of it really well, it's giving, you know, a young greenkeeper the opportunity to hone their skills. Who knows, you know, in the years to come, there might be, you know, there could be like a stream of an academy of people coming to learn a skill, which is, someone mentioned our glass earlier, which is another gem in our area, which you know, who will always be looking for greenkeepers, the same as we are, as will Kilkeel and Warren Point, everybody else. They'll be looking for them, and they're just very few on the ground. So we see the benefits of that. There are skills to be learned, and you know, with a facility like this, there's small jobs they can come over and do and learn those skills. So I would see that as an extra benefit.
Move on. Councillor Lauder.
I just want to say thanks for the presentation. Felt like part of it was directly targeted at me, because I actually grew up in the North Coast. I lived within walking distance of some of the most highly regarded golf courses in the country, but I don't think I've ever played a round of golf in my life. So it always felt a bit less accessible to me than some of the other sports I played when I was growing up. That's why I think this proposal has the potential to be really positive. And I know my colleague, Councillor Willie Clark's been enthusiastic about the project and building on the legacy of the Irish Open in 2024. I think one of the great things about sport at any level is that it delivers much more than just physical benefits. There are clear public health benefits and benefits for mental well-being and social connection within communities. And that's why the emphasis on accessibility is so important. And whether that's for young people looking for something fun and affordable to do or older residents looking for a manageable way to stay active, this facility seems like it has the potential to bring wider benefits to the area. And it's probably too late for me, but it wouldn't hurt if the next Rory McIlroy or even the next GMAC came from Newcastle. But I do have a couple of questions just going forward. Is the proposed layout similar to the old pitch and putt layout? And do we have any indication as to if there would be any trees removed as part of the process? And then secondly, the emphasis on accessibility is important, and would the booking process reflect that? You know, would the booking process kind of be open to people of all ages and all abilities to understand and use?
I'll hand over to Connor to answer.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. With regard to that, yes, the intention is to develop the park golf itself on the old existing footprint of the nine-hole pitch and putt course. We've had sort of a remedial inspection on it, and it's in the report itself. Some work has got to be needed to reduce flood in certain areas and uplift trees, but there's no trees we intend to remove whatsoever in the parkland. It's remedial, some works in drainages and landscaping, and make it a wee bit easier with fairways, if you like, in the park golf itself. The booking system, we at this stage we haven't got down to lots of bolts on the matter. We just see it as a facility where families come together and they'll play it, because it's not really like golf where you have to allow people to play it through and what have you. So it's a family oriented, parkland scheme and proposal. So at this stage we don't intend to run a booking system. We'll come and play as you find it, basically.
Enough, Councillor Lawler?
Yep.
Yes, if you switch your microphone off, please, that'd be great. Just on that point, just regarding accessibility and stuff that Councillor Lawler brought there, will the park be still accessible to the public to use and walk through the facility as they can do now? And also, in terms of booking, how do people, if they are turning up, actually collect the golf equipment or golf clubs to play?
Yeah, sure. I think Kevin said in his presentation is it still will be a parkland. It still will be a park where people will walk dogs and families will still walk about. The concept is, it's not like golf where you're naturally hitting a ball and golf balls are flying about. It's not like that, So it is safe for families and dog walkers still to use the park. In regards to the clubs and the balls to play on the course itself, our intention is our partner that delivers the summer schemes and activities, if you like, in Castle Park each year will hold the equipment. People will go over and get up in the golf balls and return them after use. Yeah. We haven't got to say to Councillor Lawler, we haven't got the nuts and bolts on costs or hire charges or things like that at this stage. So this is our intention is that you can still purchase these clubs and balls and families can go down whenever they can and use it. But if they need to go and utilise the equipment, they'll get them through our partnership and
be on site pretty much.
Yes, be on site.
Okay. Councillor Campbell?
Thank you, Councillor, for Harry, and you beat me to the punch. So that was the question that I was going to ask, actually, so you read my mind on that one. I think it's a great initiative. I was actually the opening the Castle Park playground, and I'd never actually seen this before. And like the setting is coming, to say the least. And I know I was sure last year, like every time, it was like nearly every month I was going to a golf event or RCD, something our last golf club was doing or something. So it's kind of the tourism potential, even think it may have. I think it will actually bring more to the people here in the area. But what I was going to ask, Councillor Harry beat me to the punch, so thanks.
Perks of being the chair. Councillor Andrews, can I bring you in after Councillor Jackson?
I was just going to knock myself off here and then press on again.
Councillor Jackson will bring you in first.
Thank you, Chair. No, just I want to thank Kevin very much for the presentation. Sounds a very exciting project. I remember trying to play pitch and putt around here before myself. So, yeah, just to build on the excellent work that Royal County Down does within the area, I think it's a brilliant initiative for the tourism industry. I'm not, again, I'm from Rowallan, the EA, so not from the area, but I just want to double check. Isn't Island Park council owned? The actual land is council owned yet? Yeah, no, I just wanted to check that. That's okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jackson. Councillor Andrews, will bring you in now. Susan, can you just knock off your mic there, Johnny? Sorry. Yeah, right. Thank you.
That's only me.
Sorry.
I've seen a good shot to last.
Councillor King, were you planning to come in there?
Yeah, that's grand. Yes. Kevin, lovely to see you. It's been a minute. And appreciate, like everyone else, your presentation. Through the chair, I think the question is probably for Connor. So is the potential that it will be a seasonal facility or a weather facility, an all-year-round facility?
Yeah, we're repeating again. We haven't done the nuts and bolts of it all at this stage, but the intention is, yes, it will be a seasonal for access with ourselves through our partners at St Castle Park United. The presentation I said there, Kim sort of alluded and touched on it, is Royal County down May, utilised with schools and take school groups over to utilise it, so that could be out of the summer season, but most best go and play golf in good weather, Councillor.
Absolutely. And then my last question there is just about the inclusiveness and accessibility piece, and that's around, I'm assuming that these also be value for money as.
Through the chair, yes, we'll be looking to keep, for example, the equipment hire low cost, you know, because there's no point in creating this lovely facility and families and not being very much low cost for actually playing. We're not doing this for profit. Like all of our centres, it's very much open to all.
Thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. It's really helpful. Councillor Gilbray.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks for the presentation, but Orla has just come in with me when I was thinking about ensuring that it is accessible for all Bostonians. Thank you.
Thank you. That's noted. That's Andrews.
Thank you very much, eventually, but we'll have to go with the policy. So first of all, I'd like to thank you very much for your presentation, and Alan Lewis, he touched the point about it doesn't probably 11 years have gone by since we had the big golf tournament, so, and I must say that this is a good news story for the district, and it's exciting and has a lot of potential to offer, and I wish it well and support it. But again, to my good friend up in the back benches there, Mr. Councillor Surgeon, as I do with that many good golf clubs and right across the district, and maybe, as you said yourself, Andrew, this is a pilot, you know, in its own way, and you know, like we have, you know, a lot of good golf clubs across the district, and maybe through time expand. So hopefully, that from what's going to be launched in Newcastle, we could see this type of operation extend across the district. So I was thinking from a Rowallan point of view, but I wish the project well and its endeavours. But thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Hannah, you had indicated online that you want to come in for a comment.
Yeah, that would be lovely if you'd let me in.
Yes, go
ahead. Firstly, whenever this was presented to us in the RDEA meetings, it was, I don't know, Andy, it must be 6 months ago, so it is. To be quite honest with you, I thought this was one of the biggest step forwards we've had in using our facilities in around Newcastle. And listening to the presentation of Kevin, I honestly think this is one of the things we need to do to develop golf throughout the area. Schools will have an opportunity, I'm sure, if they come, they could come as a group, and I so it is. I'm just listening now to the presentation there. They talk about training people there for greenkeepers, and I'm sure that's very interchangeable. The council could actually use maybe that there to get a few more greenkeepers there for the bowling pavilions at the bowls. As well as that there, just to ask Kevin there did the presentation, would there be many of these type of facilities throughout Ireland, or is this really a very new thing there till this part of the world?
No, there's none at the moment. So this would be the first of its type. There are a significant number of pitch and putt facilities on the island of Ireland, and they have their own community. It's quite a strong community. But this will be the first park golf facility. And I think I've listened to the comments tonight, and I do believe it is something which will golf clubs in their own right may wish to bolt it onto their own golf courses for their own area, and therefore pay for it themselves. And, you know, I can see this sort of form of golf really gaining momentum, and it would be nice for us to be, you know, at the front of the charge.
Yeah, just Chair, on that there, just whenever Kevin's there, it's 100% safe. There's nothing that's going to take the head off anybody. I'm sure, Kevin, that's correct. And just on that particular area, it'll do us a world of good. The other question I was just going to ask was, would it be Royal County Down staff who would be maintaining the greens and all that, or would it be our council staff that's doing that?
Well, I don't know if Kevin wants to come back in, but I think it was clarified that Royal County Down's greenskeepers are maintaining the green. In terms of the safety, I don't know if you want to come in at all on that.
Unfortunately, nothing's 100% safe. You know, if there's a golf club involved, I suppose, but it's absolutely the safest form. The ball doesn't fly high. It's a very light ball, and the fact that there's one golf club means that there's only one person using it at any given time. There's not four people swinging four clubs and with a chance of hitting each other. So I would say, from the safety aspect, it's as safe a form of golf as you can possibly get. And secondly, I think we're looking at a sort of combined effort in terms of the overall care of the site, whereby the council would envisage the council would look after the rougher area, the general whole area, that we would look to bring in the expertise of the green staff to come in and prepare the finer surfaces, which would be the tees, the fairways, small, you know, the fairways aren't that big, but the tees, the fairways and the greens.
Yeah. So, just on that, Kevin, there, you said the ball wasn't going to be struck very, very high. Are you talking about maybe a metre or two off the ground, or are you talking about 10 metres off the ground? Because in golf, with us inclined to be there, something like a ball could sneak up on you and hit you in the back of the head very quick, so it could, you know?
Yes, but that ball really wouldn't do you any damage. I think the only risk really would be a golf club flying out of somebody's hand or some kind of freak accident. Yeah. But as safe a form as you can possibly get. It'd be similar to playing tennis, I would have thought, in terms of the impact that you might get with a ball.
Oh, well, I think we could survive that. Just on that, Chair, I'm really, really delighted there, and I know the time that it was presented to us in our DEA meeting there. Family funds, it is. I'm not really a big golfer, so I'm not, but at the same time, good family fun, and it's another... Newcastle is our main tourist destination, so it is here in South Down. I'm really looking forward to it. And if you any timeline at all, I missed the first wee bit there, so I did. Any timeline when, Andy, this year could be operational?
Through the Chair, so we're very much looking to progress this project over the next year. So we would be looking for the site to be operational for next summer, early next summer season. So there's a fair bit of work to do, and a few things to sort out, as been mentioned in the comments there. But yes, for next summer season.
It'd be good if it was done before my time run out as Chair of Council, so it would.
I'll do your best.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Yes, so thank you for that, Councillor Hannah. I think just on that point about it being actually one of the first facility in the island of Ireland, I think it's very important that we market that and advertise that. I think it's a very unique selling point that we as a council are actually bringing that forward. So I think that's something we need to champion as a council. So thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate that. And I do then just need a proposer and seconder then for the paper. Councillor Campbell. And Councillor Lewis to second. Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay, then we'll move on if everyone's content. Thank you, Kevin. To item 7 then, which is the Active and Healthy Communities Directorate Business Plan. So there's 2 points to this, 7.1 and 7.2, but I'll hand over to Andy to talk to this.
Thank you, Chair. So members will see Appendix 1, the annual assessment of the business plan in the last 25-26 financial year, and Appendix 2, the business plan for this 25-26 financial year. So
happy to take questions, Chair.
Is there any comments or questions from the floor on this? No. Well, I do need to propose an inspector. I did have a few questions myself for Andy. Just I mentioned this to you before regarding the POWERS programme. There was a small, we didn't quite meet the target just by a small bit due to a vacancy. I just wanted to ask whether that had been filled or what the plans is for that. Yeah, Connor, go ahead.
Sorry, thank you, Chair. Yes, I can confirm actually in regards to the appointment, the post for a post today. I actually met him this morning. We'll be back for that post.
Great news, thank you very much, Connor. And I think that's all for me, actually. Is there a pros or a seconder? Yes, Councillor Kate Murphy. And seconder, please. Councillor Campbell. That's great. Okay, thank you very much. We'll move on then to item 8, which is the District Electoral Area Forums Update Report. And I'll hand over to Stephen. Sorry.
Chair, thank you. The DA update report is for approval, Chair. Along also appended are the DA action sheets from the most recent Steve Gullion, Mourns and Newry DA forum meetings. So happy to take any queries, Chair.
Great, thank you, Martina. Any questions or comments on that? No, okay, then I just need a proposer and seconder, please. Councillor Campbell and Councillor Lawler. Okay, thank you. And item 9 then, which is the Steve Gullion Multisports Hub Review, and I'm passing to Connor.
Thank you, Chair. Members, this report is with regard to the provision of the multi-sports facility within the Steve Gullion DEA. Members may recall back in 2021, the review was carried out of the Council's sports facility strategy. The review itself identified the need for additional access for both GA and soccer clubs to train upon. Since then, in 2021, in the DEA, clubs have been successful with leasing council premises or have been successful in developing their own pitches, albeit on their own expense or through their own financial assistance programmes. Just recently, we've carried out additional further need of review of the Sleep Onion area with the findings attached, key recommendations that key Dennis Park project will accommodate for outdoor training for the Sleep Onion GA and soccer clubs. However, the report did find up and need for indoor training facilities for indoor minority sports. So the report sets out and seeks approval as set out in section 3.1. To note the review of the Sleep Onion Multisports Hub, council then to engage in a partnership agreement with the Camlin Community Association to develop a sports hall in Camlin Community Centre utilising the previous approved funding for a multisports facility hub within.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Mallish?
Chair, happy to propose the paper. Knows that my colleagues in Sleaf Gullion DEA worked over a number of years to ensure that the people of Camlin and surrounding area have a proper facility that can be tough, so happy to propose.
Councillor Mallish. Any other comments on a seconder then, please? Yeah, Councillor Kate Murphy. Okay, if everyone's content, then I'll move on. So the following items 10 to 12 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Can I please have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? This is Councillor Campbell and seconded Councillor Mathers. Okay, thank you, members. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 10, funded programme delivery on a proposal of Councillor Howie, seconded by Councillor Finn. Is that correct? Yes. To urgently write to the First Minister and Deputy First Minister, Minister of Communities, Minister of Justice, Minister of Finance and Department officials for urgent delivery of all the funding referenced within the officer's report. On the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Orla Keane, it was agreed to continue with the delivery of the funded programmes as detailed in this report to the end of September 2026, pending receipt of letters of offer from the programme funders, which is Department for Communities, Department of Justice and the Executive Office. Item 11, Community Support Programme, Social Supermarket, on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgner. It was agreed to proceed with delivery of the Community Support Programme, Social Supermarket funding as set out in Section 2.2 of the Officer's Report. And item 12, Expression of Interest, my Community Centre, on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Orla King. It was agreed to note the contents of the officer's report and the expressions of interest for land at the rear of Mike Community Centre, Drumtee Road, Mike Murray, Appendix 1, Progress to Stage 3 of the Sport and Leasing Policy 2016. Okay, members, I'll take the next two items together, as they're forenoting item 13 and 14, which is the PCSP and Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership update and the Summer Activity Programme together. Is there any comments or questions? Yes, Councillor Gerbwyth.
Thanks, Chair. Just on the summer activity programme, there's an element of a £1 summer promotion in designated centres. Sort of just looking through the brochure there, there's quite a lot of information in it. I'm just wondering, is there any way we can get summer promotion out there a wee bit easier? Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yeah, the summer activity programme, there is a lot that's being provided right across for that 5-week period. If you like, £1 motions is within designated, it's just being down quick for swimming, for £1 swimming. And then, particularly then, and £1 on the soft play in the Newry Leisure Centre. But we can break it up, if you like, and break it sort of fractured into weekly week stages on our Be Active Up and Get It Out.
And will it be promoted through social media as well?
Yeah, again, through the chair, it is promoted. It is being promoted at the minute, and we appreciate, you know, places go very fast. You know, we're running online and open for bookings on these activity classes. So not only that we need to promote it to sell them, it's how do we accommodate the amount of people that's coming through, but it is promoted at the minute through our Be Active social app at the moment.
And just finally on that, the sessions for young people with autism are being expected to pay full price for the swim. Is there any way of looking into that? Are they going to avail of the £1?
Yeah, that applies, but it is a £1 swim that we apply across for the autism sessions.
Good to know. And just on the autism swim sessions, will they be clearly labelled on via the Be Active app as specifically for autism swim sessions?
Yeah, again, through the chair, they are identified as specifically neurodivergent or autism swimming lessons. I mean, like, again, we don't process children coming in. You know, if that's exactly the booked and they're advertised as they are for them sessions, and sort of try to control it with our coaches and our swim team.
So that's really helpful. It's good to know. Okay, great. And then can I just have a proposer and seconder for both those items, please? Yes, Councillor Kate Murphy and seconded by Councillor Lee Turchner. Okay. Thank you, everyone, and see you at home.